Once again, finding our seat. This beautiful upright posture. And how remarkable that each time we take our seat in meditation, we emulate the Bodhisattva on the night of his awakening. Establishing clear intention to know, understand our experience. Summoning the courage to meet our experience, whatever it is. So though it may be familiar, even somewhat automatic, how we establish our sitting posture and make sure we are comfortable, we can still bring this attitude of interest . There is much to be learned in any moment of awareness. Perhaps beginning by brightening and gladdening the mind and heart with some reflections on gratitude. Gratitude for the remarkable teachers who brought these teachings to us from Asia, from Burma, Thailand. Joseph Goldstein and Jack Kornfield and Sharon Salzberg. And Tanisara, and Heather Martin, Adrian Ross, students of those teachers. And then our teachers' teachers, Ajahn Chah, Mahasi Sayadaw, Deepa Ma, Munindraji, Sayadaw Lakana, Sayadaw Tejaniya, Lady Sayadaw, Ajahn Mun, Ajahn Lee, and the lineage goes back and back and back. This transmission is a transmission of generosity and wisdom and abiding compassion. So we establish our posture. We invoke a heart of gratitude. We set a clear intention to practice for the benefit of beings, including for our own benefit. Just as in the Buddha's instructions in the Discourse on the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, we establish mindfulness before us. Within us. Breathing in, the practitioner knows she is breathing in. Breathing out, he knows he is breathing out. Bringing this attitude of interest to changing experience. myriad phenomena unfolding, revealing themselves. When the mind skips off into future thinking or past reviewing, in the moment of noticing, already mindfulness is reestablished. Remembering we can practice with a light smile, just lifting the corners of the mouth in a gentle smile, a smile of interest, warmth, acceptance. each moment of experience. Can be known even as it shifts and changes. This verse is from the Dhammapada. Commendable is the taming of mind, nimble alighting wherever it wants. The mind well tamed brings ease. So once again, when you hear the bell, see if you can attend to that experience of hearing. Waves of vibration, sounds arising and falling. And then the intention to continue sitting or to stand and move. Each aspect can be known with interest, with kindness, befriending ourselves as we grow in wisdom. May our practice truly be of benefit to all beings.